Hallelujah. Anyone here feel that victory today is yours? Come on, don't play with me. Amen. Do you believe that God can pull you out of every situation? Do you not believe that he can cover you no matter where you are? Do you not believe that he has more power than any other power in this world? Then you ought to give God some praise this morning, because of that victory surely is yours. Amen. Amen. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. Our call to worship scripture today is Psalms 23. Number one, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. That's enough to shout off of. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you today, Lord God, to say thank you for this another day, for this another opportunity, Lord God, to sit in your presence, to be with you, to commune with you and your Son. We thank you now for you being in this service, Father. Because you are here, Lord God, we know that many things will take place. We'll be renewed, we'll be changed, we'll be made better, we'll be stronger because you are here. Not because we're here by ourselves, but because you are here, the one who possesses all powers and all capabilities, the one who knows all things. So we come this morning to say thank you for your presence and thank you for your deliverances. In your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. We have now our opening hymn, which is hymn number 476. my Lord, which lets me know that we're in a war and that we must be prepared. You have to put on the whole armor of God to be on the battlefield, because the enemy knows all of your weaknesses. He knows all of your shortcomings, and he knows all of your faults. But if you have on the armor of God, he'll protect you. He'll keep you and strengthen you so you can be a mighty, mighty, mighty soldier. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Let us bow our heads. Our Father, the one who can love us like no other can, the one who stands with us when no one else will, the one who can give us strength when no one else can, the one who knows all of our inner thoughts, even the ones we try to hide. We come to you today, Lord God, knowing that you are an awesome, powerful, and mighty God. Now, Father, we may see some things in our lives that sometimes may make us question just who you are. But we know that you can answer our every question. Father, when we're confused because we can't see our way, we know that you have power to give us clarity. You can make our dark places light. For whenever you are in a situation, darkness must flee. So we say thank you. Father, when we feel that we have the whole world on our shoulders, and perhaps we can't go any further, we know that you are the power that can lift us up. Give us the strength to run on and do what you have called us to do. So we come to say thank you. Because Father, as we sojourn in this world, as Christians, there are many toils and snares and trials and tribulations and things that we have to overcome. But thank God we have you, because you are awesome, mighty God. One who said in his word that you will never leave nor forsake us. So we come to say thank you. Not only did you say that you wouldn't leave nor forsake us, but you said greater is he that is in that's in us than he that is in the world. So we come to say thank you. Thank you, Master, for being all that we need. Thank you, Master, for being our high places when we can't find our way. Thank you, Lord God, for being our bridge over troubled waters. Lord God, thank you for being our situation, Lord God, clearer. Our situation improver. Thank you, Master, because sometimes we can't do it by ourselves and we have to lean on you. And Master, every time we have ever leaned on you, you've been right there. So we come to say thank you. Thank you, God, for being so awesome. Thank you, God, for being who you are. We come today to offer up these thanks because you are worthy of them. Thank you, Masters. In your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. We now ask that the officers will come for the purpose of our tithing and offering. So precious. Let us bow. Our Father God, we come now to say thank you as we always do. When we are able to give back unto you what you have given unto us. And we don't just thank you for that, but we thank you for what you can do with it. For we know that you can do more than we can ever think to do. Because of your power, because of who you are, what we have taken up here will reach those who are in need. It will lift their heads. Lord God, it will soothe their souls. It will get rid of some of their concerns and their cares. So we come today to say thank you for using us as a vessel to do these things in this earth. We ask now in these blessings in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Let every heart say amen.
Praise Father.
give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Isn't it a shame that the greatest word and the only word that we can say to utter just how good he is hallelujah. I often think to myself, I wish I could find something more because he's been so good. Anybody here ever feels like that? Because God has been so good to us. Every time we think that he is going as high as he can go, he show us that he can go even higher. I often sit and think about that and wish I could just find more words to say, God, I'm just so happy. God, I am so pleased. God, I am so thankful for all that you brought me out of, all that you pulled me through, all that you covered me in, all that you sustained me in. When there was no solid ground to stand on, I could just stand on you. But I can say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody give God some praise in here. Because simply he is worthy to be praised. Amen. 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 If you would bow your heads briefly here. Father God, we come to ask that you be with us as we stand behind this holy desk. Father, that you speak to your children and you speak to your people, for it's only your words can they hear. It's only your words, Father, that they can follow. For all I am is a wretched vessel who you chose to use to speak to your people. So we know that the power is not in me, but the power is in you. Talk to your people. Share with your people. So they'll know what to do when they're out there in the world and the enemy is trying to devour them. Give them some words of encouragement, some words of peace, some words of assurance. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. Second Chronicles. Very familiar passage of scripture. And it reads, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. Amen. Just for a few moments, I want to do something a little different here today. I want to take the subject, the other side of if. The other side of if. And I know that there are a lot of things that we can deal with or focus with, or should I say focus on in this chapter or in this verse. But I want for us to place our focus on the word if. Yeah, I know that we could talk about when he says my people who are called by my name and all of the other things, but there is something about that word if. And I want us to focus on it because although it is the smallest word, or shall I say one of the smallest words in the Bible, it is also one of the most powerful words in the Bible. So powerful that it had been used in the King James Version over 1,200 times. This word, although we don't think much of it, carries some powerful significance. And when we use it according to the dictionary, it's a conjunction
that tie some things together. And the meaning of it is that there is a condition, a stipulation, or a supposition. So when we look at this word, we can't just pass over it. We can't just graze through it and get to the rest of the verse. We have to deal with the word if. Yes, this little word carries a lot of weight in the Bible because it can represent two things. It can represent there's a consequence and a possibility of death of something or someone. And then it can also represent the possibility of there being a promise of life to something or someone. So we can't just graze over this word if. It carries way too much weight for us to just say if and go by it. You gotta stop. If. You know, my mother used to tell me, if you do what I tell you. Then I wouldn't have to swing this belt. If carries some weight because there are consequences when we're on the wrong side of if. I just told you that if we're on the wrong side of if, it can carry consequences. It can carry death if we're on the wrong side of if. That's why when we see if in the Bible, we need to stop and see what comes before if. Because if the word if is there, that means it's tying something to something. If my people. In other words, if they will stop doing what they're doing, then I'll do something. God said there's a conjunction there. I'm tying it to something. But because you are a Christian, you ought to be excited. When you're a Christian, you don't live on the bad side of if. Somebody need to go there with me today. When you're a Christian, you live on the other side of if. You live on that conjunctional side of if, where there are promises that lie before you. What are you saying, Reverend? Check this out. When we look at the word life, right in the middle of the word life is the word if. L-I-F-E. L-I-F-E. Right in the middle of life. So in many of our promises to God, we find the word if, because if ties the word of God to the word life. Somebody missed me. Let me help you. Let's just flip through some text for a moment here so I can further prove my point. When we were good for nothing and fit only to die, Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, then shall thou be saved. If. Let me go a little bit further. 2 Chronicles 5 and 17 says this, therefore, if any man, y'all don't hear me, be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Let me help you a little bit further. When we need clarity on how to walk selflessly, honestly in this world to obtain everlasting life, Matthew 16 and 24 says this, if. y'all ain't going with me yet. Any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. Then John 12 and 26 said, if, y'all ain't going with me yet, any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Let me help y'all just a little bit more. And I'm going to be quick today. When we desperately need to get a prayer through and we need some help, John 14 says this, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Matthew 17 and 20 says this, if, y'all don't hear me, you have faith as a grain of the size of a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, be thee removed, and that mountain shall be removed. Y'all ain't heard me yet. Let me go a little bit further. When we need to be cleansed of our sins, 1 John 1 and 9 says, if you confess our sins, he will be faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If. Can't just run over that if. As Christians, we ought to live on the other side. Huh? Of if. Because we are God's children, there are some promises that's waiting on us. If we live according to the will of God. John, 1 John 2 and 1 says this, and if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. When we need reassurance that there is everlasting home for us and there's glory for us, 2 Corinthians 5 and 1 says this, for we know if our earthly house of this tabernacle were to be dissolved, we will have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. If, so many of us think that we are just given the promises.
Oh, Lord.
Just because. Reverend, I came to church, I gave my hand to that preacher. So now I'm supposed to get all the promises. But Jesus wants you to know that if you follow his commandments, he said, I'll stick closer than a brother. If you love me, then you'll follow my commands. Just because you gave your hand to the preacher, it don't mean that you get the promises. But if, somebody ought to be shouting with me in here, because if you're living according to the will of God, there are some promises that God has for you.
Amen. Amen.
Can't run over that word if. That word if carries a lot of weight. That word if carries a lot of power. It means something.
Yes.
It means more than what we think it means. There are certain words in the Bible that carries a lot of weight. If is one of those words. For us, it carries a lot of weight. It signifies that the power of God is at hand. Y'all miss me. When the word if is there, that means God's power is there. Help me out. Help me, Reverend. I left my towel on sweat. Oh, thank you, baby. That's why you need a wife. I thought I had left it. If means that the power of God is present. How do you know that, Reverend? Because it says if, which means that something precedes the if. What precedes the if? It says if you do what he asks you, which means you're on this side. He's on that side. But he's on that side with all power. And it says, if you do what I say do, the power that I have will now be entered into your life. In every situation that you have, life, y'all didn't hear me, life will be born into your situation. So when you need God, remember he said, if. There's some things that you got to do. And if you do those things, he said, I got you. Amen. If you listen to me, I got you. If you honor me, I got you. If you walk according to my will, I got you. If you do what I tell you to do, even if it don't make any sense to you, I got you. If you do what I told you in the Old Testament, I got you. If you do what I tell you in the New Testament, I got you. If you hold on to my words, I got you. You got to hold on to what God says. And he said, I got a promise. The Bible says that God can do exceedingly and abundantly above what we can even think to ask for. But there's some things you got to do. You got to walk according. What you talking about, Reverend? When they talk about you, don't talk about them. Oh, Jesus. When they spit on you. Bless them. When they cuss you, don't cuss them back. I know that's a hard one. When they hit you, the Bible says, give them your other cheek. You got to live according to what Jesus say, not according to how you feel. Too many of us live how we want to live, but call ourselves Christians. Amen. When we ain't living according to what they used to call us. Remember, they used to call us the way. People of the way. Which means we lived according to the way of Christ. If you're not living according to the way of Christ, then you can't have the promises of God. But if you can manage to get beyond yourself. If you can manage to get beyond your selfishness. If you can just manage to get beyond your way of thinking. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, seek his face, which means to seek his ways, turn from your wicked ways. He says, then I will hear from heaven. I will hear from my place of righteousness and power. And I will take my power and do what? I will heal their land. If you do the will of God, he promised to bless you with prosperity. He promised to bless you with comfort. He promised to bless you with love. He promised to bless you with everything you need. He will give you clarity in situations. He'll give you power where you're weak. He'll give you knowledge where you lack. if you can get past if and live on the other side. Give God a hand clap of praise. The doors of the church are now open. If there would be one who do not know God and free pardons of your sins, the time is now. The Bible says, find God while he is near, for surely shall come a time where he cannot be found. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you today, Lord God, to say thank you for your presence here today. And we pray, Father, that as we leave, that the power of your Holy Spirit will go with us. For we know that we live now in a dangerous world. But as long as you cover us, as you cover David, we know we'll be kept. Watch over us, Master. Help us. Keep us. Comfort us. Because we need these things from you. We ask now that you do these things until we can return back to wherever you have chosen us to be. Your house of worship. We pray that your power will keep us until we return. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. Let every heart say amen.